We love a little rummage in the hard rubbish. Maybe picking up a cabinet or an armchair. Any sort of bit of furniture that'll change our life for the better. But our friend Dean Manning might have got more than he bargained for when one fine day he took home a charming suitcase only to find it filled to the brim with photographs, newspaper clippings and a letter addressed to one mysterious person, Mr. Blank. So fascinating were the findings that Dean found himself putting together a sort of unauthorised biography of the mysterious charmer, and the result of that labour is a new book titled Mr. Blank. It's out now on Puncher and Wattman, and Mr. Dean Manning joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Dean, how are you going?
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Can you tell us a bit more about the book without giving away too many spoilers?
Sure. Well, I was walking out one morning. I found a council clean-up, and in the pile of rubbish was a suitcase. I love old suitcases. I stopped to check it out, and lo and behold, it was full of photographs and letters and theatre programs, and it uncovered the life of the mysterious Mr. Blank.
That's amazing. So what were you able to sort of pass, and what knowledge were you able to gain from what was in this suitcase?
Seth, sorry, I missed it.
Oh, yeah, just sort of like, and I believe the sort of the contents of this suitcase gave you a bit of an idea about sort of the historical period that the fascinating figure that is Mr. Blank rose.
Yeah, well, it opened up a Sydney that I never really knew about. It was the 1950s was his like hot period, and the 60s, and so the book was kind of like a first-hand account of his life and Sydney that, I rediscovered.
So after going through everything that was in the suitcase, you embarked on a sort of investigative process.
I did. It's very new to me researching. I discovered in the process Trove, a wonderful online database, and I found like hundreds of articles about him. So with the letters and the photographs and Trove, I was able to piece together much of his life.
Right. So you, I guess a lot of people know you as the co-founder and songwriter behind the classic Sydney band Leonardo's Bride. Now you're a detective and an investigative journalist, I suppose.
Well, songwriting is kind of like that. I think, you hear something, it's not as in-depth, but, you've got to explore emotions, feelings.
Yeah.
So,
well, with that in mind, I guess sort of what you've experienced here, it's not something that most people will get to do. So it's taking an intimate look at someone's life, someone who you've never met, all because you found this suitcase there on the side of the road.
Yeah, it wasn't something I set out to do. COVID hit right in the middle of it all.
I just
finished a new album and we were about to go touring, and I was in Athens, Greece at the time. Band was rehearsed, video clips were done, shows were booked, and I was kind of marooned.
Yeah.
And I'd found the suitcase a year or so before, so the opportunity was there. I just grabbed it.
Does it seem like it was something that was meant to happen? Like, I mean, you could have chosen a different street to walk down. So many things could have happened that would have prevented you
from
encountering the suitcase.
Playing on my phone as I walked past. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of, at the time I did feel like there was fate involved in the whole process.
And what did you sort of, did it teach you, or what did you learn about the history of Sydney as a result of this that really surprised you? It was something that you never knew before and never thought possible.
I don't know if history, it did open up for me. But I think the big takeaway I got from the book was, sometimes life throws these strange things at you.
Yeah.
And you just got to sort of grab them, and having just stumbled on it, the happenstance of the whole thing, it's kind of made me think I should say yes to things more often.
Right. I would also suggest that some of the lesson from that is don't be looking at your phone when you're walking around, because you never know what you might miss.
Exactly.
So what happens from here? Do you sort of, has it given you the motivation to continue with writing?
Yeah, I've started a new book, and
do you have to get, you've been rifling around in any suitcases to try and get some inspiration for your new work?
Suitcases. I'm just sort of out and about promoting the book. Tomorrow I'm at the Addie Road Writers Festival,
yes.
Which is kind of totally new for me, doing these book tours where you meet bookshops, and I'm quite enjoying it. I don't have to carry guitars and amps around.
And yeah, because you'll be there as part of a session there, 12:15 there at the Addy Road Writers Festival, which is, of course, happening at the Addison Road Community Centre. You're there as part of a panel called Kaleidoscope, Putting Life Together, where authors, artists are mapping cities, lives, themselves and others as their work. The book, Mr. Blank, what can you tell us anything about who Mr. Blank was without giving too much away?
Sure. Well, from the suitcase, I learned he was a big gambler, betting literally in the millions. He owned a string of hotels.
And this is in the 50s, so millions in the 50s would have been insane amounts.
Well, he was betting the equivalent of $300,000. He was winning sometimes $2, $3 million.
Jeez.
He was a rock and roll promoter. He brought Chubby Checker out in the early 60s.
Wow.
He was a theatre impresario. He would bring international productions from Japan and Spain and America. And right at the end of my research, I discovered he was a convicted felon, I guess. So he had a checkered but interesting life.
Indeed, and if you want to know more about the Mr. Blank story, then you've got to pick up a copy of Mr. Blank by Dean Manning, or, of course, head to the Addy Road Writers Festival happening tomorrow at the Addison Road Community Centre. This is a fascinating work, Dean. I'm so glad that Providence struck and the universe conspired to lead you towards writing this book, and who knows what else might come of it. And of course, you're still actively making music as well.
I am. I started recording a new record earlier this year. So I'm playing lots and writing and just.
Dean, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.